We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled No Condemnation. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans 8, 1-2. Therefore, there is now no condemnation, no adjudging guilty of wrong, for those who are in Christ Jesus, who live and walk not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the Spirit. John 3:18. For the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being, has freed me from the law of sin and of death. I have just read from the Amplified Bible. Uche could not walk in the power of God because he lived under a spirit of condemnation. He quoted Romans 8:1 repeatedly, yet deep in his heart he still felt guilty and distant from God, because he was not abiding in Christ. Though he attended church regularly, he had returned to his old associations and former ways of living with only slight adjustments. Today's Bible verse is powerful and essential for every believer. However, the promise of no condemnation applies only to those who are in Christ Jesus. What does it mean to be in Christ? It means to believe in the Lord Jesus and abide in him. To believe is to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour. It means surrendering ownership and control of your life to him. If he is truly Lord, his word governs your decisions. Repentance is necessary because when we receive him as Lord, we submit to new management. Everything in us that contradicts his will must change. To abide in Christ means to remain in him and refuse to return to your former life. It means staying rooted in his body, the church, submitting to his authority, and walking in accountability with fellow believers. Those who abide in Christ walk in the light as he is in the light. They have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses them from all sin. 1 John 1:7. The devil's chief weapon is condemnation and a guilty conscience. Through accusation, he seeks to weaken believers and prevent them from appropriating the grace and power already available in Christ. But our answer to every accusation is the blood of Jesus. Those who overcome do so by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. When the enemy reminds you of sins you have repented of, remind him of the cross. Jesus has already borne the penalty. The debt has been paid in full. Go into today thanking the Lord, for if you are in Christ Jesus and walking after the Spirit, there is now no condemnation for you. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Joshua 1-5. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.